Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book, The Art of Seduction. Are you tired of being overlooked and ignored? Do you want to become the master of seduction and have others falling at your feet? Look no further than The Art of Seduction by Robert Greene. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess in a faraway kingdom. Every day, she would take a stroll in the woods near her castle, marveling at the beauty of nature. One day, she was surprised by a mysterious man with a charming smile. He was a master of the art of seduction. Through clever words and subtle gestures, he captivated the princess with his seemingly effortless ability to make her feel special and desired. Such art of seduction has been around for centuries, as it is one of the most powerful tools for expressing attraction and building deep connections. It is both an art and a science, requiring a mastery of psychology, body language, and communication. The book The Art of Seduction, written by best-selling author Robert Greene, is a comprehensive guide to mastering the art of seduction and achieving success in relationships and persuasion. First, you may ask, who is Robert Greene? Robert Greene is an internationally best-selling author best known for his books The 48 Laws of Power, The 33 Strategies of War, and The Art of Seduction. He has written several other books on the power of influence, personal development, and strategy. He has a unique writing style, combining a mix of historical anecdotes, psychological understanding, and practical advice. Greene has been featured in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and has been featured in several documentaries. He continues to be a sought-after speaker at seminars and universities around the world. Now, let's get back to the book. The book mainly explores the concept of seduction and its significance in human relationships. Through a series of case studies and historical examples, Greene delves into the psychology and strategies of seduction, offering practical advice and insights for readers who wish to improve their skills in this area. One of the key concepts explored in the book is the idea that seduction is not just about sexual attraction, but also about the ability to influence and persuade others. This is a crucial skill in today's world, where competition and persuasion are often necessary to succeed in personal and professional relationships. The significance of seduction in human relationships cannot be overstated. Whether in the pursuit of personal or professional goals, the ability to seduce and persuade others is essential for achieving success and fulfillment. The Art of Seduction is a must-read for anyone looking to master the art of seduction. Next, we will talk about this book in four parts, from which you will learn valuable insights and practical advice on the mastery of seduction. In part 1, we will introduce 9 types of seducers and the characteristics of their victims. In part 2, we will discuss the 3 principles and 4 stages of seduction. In part 3, we will explore the key tips and techniques that guide you to seduce others. In part 4, we will talk about the rewards and risks of seduction. Chapter 2, 9 types of seducers and their victims. Do you know how many seducers are there in history? 9. Each of these types has its own unique characteristics and strategies for achieving success in the art of seduction. Below, we will take a closer look at each of these 9 types of seducers, exploring their key characteristics and strategies. The first type of seducer is the siren, a seductive and alluring figure who uses their charms and sexuality to captivate and beguile their victims. The siren is a master of nonverbal communication like song and verse and body language, using their seductive powers to manipulate and control their victims. However, the siren's methods can be shallow and manipulative, and they often lack the ability to create genuine connections with others. Mata Hari is an example of the siren archetype. As a Dutch exotic dancer during World War I, she was able to use her charms to seduce the French officers to whom she provided information, earning her the nickname of the Siren of the French Army. She used her beauty, charm, and mystery to both attract and deceive the officers, making her an iconic example of the power of the siren. The second type of seducer is the rake, a charming and carefree figure who uses their wit and charisma to attract and seduce their victims. The rake is a master of flattery and seduction, using their charm and humor to win over their victims. However, the rake's methods can be superficial and insincere, and they often lack the depth and emotional connection necessary for true seduction. You must have heard of the romantic poet Byron, right? In fact, Lord Byron was a popular rake of the Enlightenment era, a poet renowned for his escapades and his debaucherous behavior. He was known for his numerous affairs, and for his outrageously expensive lifestyle. He was also known as a great seducer, as his charisma, wit, and intellectual pursuits made him attractive to many women. The ideal lover is our third type of seducer, a romantic and passionate figure who uses their emotional depth and intensity to seduce their victims. The ideal lover is a master of emotional connection and intimacy, using their deep feelings and emotional sensitivity to create powerful bonds with their victims. However, the ideal lover's methods can be intense and overwhelming, and they often lack the lightness and playfulness necessary for true seduction. The most famous female archetype of an ideal lover is Helen of Troy from Greek mythology. Helen was said to be the most beautiful woman in the world, and was known for her beauty, charm, and power of seduction. Helen's beauty was so renowned that it caused the Trojan War, and her influence is still felt today in countless stories, poems, and works of art. The fourth type of seducer is the dandy, a stylish and sophisticated figure who uses their elegance and refinement to seduce their victims. The dandy is a master of elegance and refinement, using their cultivated tastes and manners to create a sense of exclusivity and mystery. However, the dandy's methods can be aloof and distant, and they often lack the warmth and vulnerability necessary for true seduction. Oscar Wilde is perhaps the most iconic example of the dandy. Wilde was known for his wit, his flamboyant fashion sense, and his deliberate attempt to challenge social conventions. His novel The Picture of Dorian Gray is often seen as a celebration of the dandy, and many of Wilde's works have become synonymous with the dandy lifestyle. Let's welcome the fifth type of seducer, the natural. The natural is a carefree and spontaneous figure who uses their charm and spontaneity to seduce their victims. The natural is a master of spontaneity and charm, using their natural charisma and ease to create a sense of fun and excitement. However, the natural's methods can be unpredictable and unreliable, and they often lack the discipline and focus necessary for true seduction. One of the earliest examples of a natural seducer from history is Cleopatra. Cleopatra was the last active ruler of the Ptolemaic Kingdom of Egypt, and she was known for her natural charm and intellect. She was an excellent strategist and negotiator, and she used her wits and sensuality to gain power and influence those around her. For example, she seduced Julius Caesar in 41 BC with her natural charm and beauty, using her intelligence to gain a political alliance with Rome. She subsequently seduced Mark Antony, using a combination of wit, intelligence, and sex appeal. The sixth type of seducer is the coquette, a playful and flirtatious figure who uses their wit and charm to seduce their victims. The coquette is a master of flirtation and playfulness, using their sparkling wit and charm to create a sense of fun and excitement. However, the coquette's methods can be superficial and insincere, and they often lack the depth and emotional connection necessary for true seduction. Anne Boleyn, the second wife of England's King Henry VIII, is a typical example of the coquette. She has the ability to use her charms and wits to flirt and manipulate powerful men, and was known for her beauty and intelligence, and she often used her influence over the king to her advantage. She even managed to use her attraction to Henry to secure her own coronation as Queen of England. The charmer, a warm and friendly figure who uses their warmth and kindness to seduce their victims, is our seventh type of seducer. The charmer is a master of kindness and warmth, using their generosity and empathy to create powerful bonds with their victims. However, the charmer's methods can be overly eager and intrusive, and they often lack the mystery and allure necessary for true seduction. One of the most famous historical examples of a charmer is King Louis XIV of France. Known as the Sun King, Louis was an expert when it came to winning the affections of others. He was incredibly handsome and always dressed impeccably, but Green argues that his greatest asset was his ability to create an aura of mystery and exclusivity. Louis knew how to play hard to get and tantalize his admirers with the promise of the unknown. He was also a master at manipulating his courtiers through compliments and cleverly disguised criticism, never allowing them to gain too much influence. The eighth type of seducer is the charismatic. Charismatics are seducers who use their powerful presence and charisma to attract their victims. They are often confident and self-assured, and use their powerful presence and charisma to create a sense of attraction and admiration. Charismatics are skilled at creating a sense of mystery and exclusivity, and use their powerful presence and charisma to manipulate and persuade others. A recent example of a charismatic can be seen in the life of Mahatma Gandhi. Gandhi was an Indian leader who used his charismatic power to influence and inspire others. He inspired both peaceful protest and active civil disobedience, which led to India's independence from Britain. He was a man with strong convictions and a strong presence, and his ability to command a crowd was unparalleled. He was able to use his charm and wit to capture the attention of those around him and to get them to follow his cause. Finally, welcome our last type of seducer, the stars. The stars are the most common seducers in our lives, aren't they? The stars are known for their fame and celebrity, and use their status and recognition to attract others. The stars often employ their talent and creativity as part of their seductive arsenal, and are seen as creative geniuses who can create a sense of awe and admiration in others. Since we already learn about the motivations and behaviors of seducers, what about their victims? According to Green, the seduction process is not a one-sided affair, but rather a complex dance between two individuals, each of whom plays a crucial role in the outcome. Green identifies several key characteristics of the seducer's victim, and sheds light on the psychological mechanisms that make them vulnerable to the seducer's advances. One of the key characteristics of the victim is their susceptibility to flattery and charm. The seducer is able to use flattering words and gestures to make their victim feel special and valued, which can create a sense of connection and intimacy. This, in turn, can make the victim more receptive to the seducer's advances, and more likely to be swayed by their persuasive arguments. Emotional vulnerability is another key characteristic of the victim. The seducer is able to exploit the victim's emotional weaknesses and insecurities in order to gain their trust and confidence. This can be achieved through the use of empathy and understanding, as well as through the use of emotional appeals and promises of support and comfort. By tapping into the victim's emotional vulnerabilities, the seducer is able to create a strong emotional bond, which can make the victim more receptive to their advances. In addition to their susceptibility to flattery and charm, and their emotional vulnerability, the victim is also often characterized by a lack of self-awareness and self-confidence. The seducer is able to exploit the victim's insecurities and doubts in order to undermine their self-esteem and self-confidence. This can be achieved through the use of subtle manipulation and suggestion, as well as through the use of covert tactics such as gaslighting and psychological manipulation. By undermining the victim's self-confidence, the seducer is able to create a power imbalance, which can make the victim more vulnerable to their advances.